Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. You're listening to a previously recorded episode of the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Yeah. Son of a bitch!
Yeah, don't throw the remote control of your phone against the wall. I'm just kidding. It is Friday, January the 10th. Lord God, already. 2025.
Already. Don't start drop kicking the TV or whatever else is in sight.
Well, you know, like, you can... I shouldn't say this. I guess it depends on your TV, but you can actually get the Odyssey app on your TV and sit there and... just play it like it's...
Yeah. I've done that.
Yeah. If you got good speakers, it sounds like really good. Oh, if nice. You don't, we sound like crap probably to you.
I know a certain Korean American who does that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, at least, yeah.
Sup, Looper?
It's him.
Korean.
That sounded kind of odd. That's okay.
The Korean American?
Uh-huh.
It's like the Henry Cho joke. He's from the South, he said. I'm Korean, and I'm from Knoxville. I'm actually South Korean. It's like, oh, man, that's good.
Well, technically, I guess.
Yeah. God, I'm trying to think now of the... okay, help me out here. Here we go. Batman match game. Black actor from Britain has an obvious...
Idris Elba?
Is that... Okay. Was he the one that was on a major talk show? Maybe The View? And they referred to him as an African-American, and he quickly told him that he's British with no overtone or anything on it.
It might have been him.
It may have been him, but it was very well known. I'm just not good with names in any kind. Really, I forget Fat Boys. That's actually the nickname. That's how it came to be. We could never remember his name. It's like, what can we... Let's look over there. Okay. That's why I wanted to go with Lonnie. He looks like Lonnie Smith from Major League Baseball.
Okay.
It might have been who it was. I'm usually good on the actor names or normally.
You keep up with Hollywood.
Your cord.
What are we doing? What are we doing, folks?
What's happening? Are you talking about this cord or that cord?
It's like I got to shorten the cord, man. These are new cans.
The shortened cord?
I hate it.
I'm going to have to buy some more.
No.
That's where they get you. Tax season, you got to buy new equipment.
You know what I do like, and I'm not being facetious, and it's going to sound like it. I like you talking off the microphone like that. It's like realness. It's just real. Why would we still hear you the same way if you were over in the corner like you just were? He's pouting.
That's a good question.
It's just another investment.
Are you getting the guest headphones?
Yeah, I got the ones that we let Dax Harwood use, and
yeah.
Ooh.
I didn't want to tell him this, but he didn't wear a hat when he was in here, and
He didn't. He thought he was wearing a hat?
No, he wore these headphones, and when I looked over, like, something flakes off of these headphones. It was all over his head. No.
Oh, like the fake leather on the... Yeah. This,
oh, gross. No. Why did you tell him?
I didn't want to tell. Like, I didn't have the heart to say, look, even though he's busted up, he's still come
shot
up here.
The hell out of you.
Yeah.
I would have been...
He would have thought we were ribbing him.
I would have been that girl and said, can I get that for you?
He would have put me in the S-word machine.
He would have grabbed your hand and said, no, I'm married.
He would.
He would.
He'd get you.
He would. But I would still tell him that he had something wrong with his scalp.
But just, let's think about this. Who else wore those headphones?
Oh, yeah.
Jug, Dax Harwood, a fellow by the name of Jimmy Sipperly, who you may know as Orange Cassidy.
Freshly squeezed.
Gunther.
Oh, some good
Damian Priest.
I know.
Wow.
Look at that, man.
Yeah.
God, Damian Priest was cool. He really was.
I liked him. He has some nice ink.
You know what I have at home is the CM Punk headphones. But the only reason I do is because he was used. I had an old pair that were kind of on the way out. So I had already bought a new one. I had the, oh, man. Oh, it's a fun purchase. At the time, they're way better makers, and this isn't a shot on them, but I went and bought these really nice expensive Sony ones, not Beats or Dre or crap like that, but like real good Sony headphones. It came in the bag itself was just something you just want to hold in your hand. This felt so good.
Not cheap.
No, not at all, but they were crisp, they were beautiful, and I had my so my old ones were in here as like an emergency set just in case, because they still work. And he wore them that day, and I was thinking about doing like a funny video, because you know we had heat that day, like legit shoot heat, and I meaning like it was no work, meaning like,
oh no, it was real.
He got pissed at me, and then I got pissed at him, and then it got awkward as hell, and
I caught some shrapnel from it.
So I took him home, and I cut the cord off of the headphones.
Jesus. Why?
I don't know. I'm weird. I'm also part Native American, so maybe that's my ancestry coming out.
Okay.
He signed.
Okay.
I got him at the wrong time, because kind of when that was, I don't want to say boiling over, but when it was getting to a point to where it was kind of awkward is when I asked him to sign one of my belts. And
the
now,
one you were wearing?
No, like the...
That's kind of weird.
Wouldn't that be great? You walk up to a restaurant. Hey, will you sign my belt? He's looking for the big gold belt, and you just like pull up your shirt.
And he's got shorts on. Dude,
whoever we have in next, we have to do that to him. That's got to be some form of punishment or something. Sign hey, will you sign my belt? And you just pull your shirt up. All right, go ahead with your story. Sorry. So you go to Punk after he and I have legit words, and I leave the studio only because I don't want. I mean, I'm not saying I could have whipped his ass, but I would have tried, and I would have lost my job. So I was like, rather, and he knew that, because he was just hanging around, because as I'm walking out, he's like, oh, do you not want to take a picture?
The boss loves that story.
On the way out, he was being a prick, man.
The boss quotes that certain part of that story.
Which part?
To this day, where you kind of jokingly said to Punk, we might go at it, you and me, kind of, you know, to break the tension on the air, and then Punk goes, oh, that will end well for you. And then the boss is like, yeah, that's my favorite line from the whole interview.
Of course.
But he signed the front part of the belt. He didn't sign the back. I remember this because I saw a video last night of, after all, Punk's going around signing belts, and he signs the back of the belt. The video says Punk looks a little disturbed because he kind of double takes at a guy who wants to take a picture with him who looks just like Tony Khan. So I'm thinking maybe he's thinking that's him, actually.
big fluffy hair on top and everything?
Yeah, and all I could think was is he signed that guy's belt the right way, but not mine.
Well...
And he still, look, it could have been worth a little
bit. You got to think about how you're going to display it, because if you're displaying the back of the belt, that looks dumb.
It does, but he didn't even sign the nameplate. This is the old school world championship, like the big gold one.
Yeah, like the flare belt? The big gold belt?
Nah, it's like, I forget
like
the era of it.
For WCW or
WWE? Oh. This one's got the rubies in it, like just a big gold piece.
Yeah.
He signed it like on, not the nameplate, where it's clear, like on the ridge.
Oh, where it's all like bumpy?
Yeah.
Oh,
like, what is this? At least the Usos knew how to sign it. They signed the back strap of it. But I'm like,
how do you display it? You just hang it backwards on the wall or set it on something?
Well, I didn't think about that because I was going to immediately sell it.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm not a display guy. Like, I'm not a, like, I don't like keeping things like that. Like, I try to flip it as quick as I can.
Flip it?
That's what I couldn't believe. I found an autographed Jim Tressel ball, Ohio State.
Oh, yeah.
I had a thrift store. So I switched the tags on it and paid $1 for it. Jesus. And sold it to somebody for $100. It's like, hey, a find of the day right
That's
there.
That's not just flipping, though. Like, you...
You know what was great about the whole thing?
You just admitted to changing tags at a charity store?
Well, that's a good part, too.
People do that.
But the guy said...
Yeah, he's one of them.
Yeah.
The guy's like, look, my wife's a big Buckeyes fan. I want to buy that ball. And he was a firefighter. And I go to the firehouse, and he's sitting in a recliner working the flicker. And then he told me to bring him his wallet. He didn't even get up the whole time. It was on the table. He's like, bring me my wallet.
How did you, you like, marketplace or something?
He just gave me the money.
My God.
Yep. I mean, look.
What was the original ask on it?
10. Which still would have, you know, still would have been some meat on the bone. But
you're already freaking 10x in your money, and you're like, no, that's not enough. I want to.
Swap this out. You should maybe consider different colored price tags.
If I was, I would be the one up in the line saying, you see that hefty fellow back there thinking switching tags?
Look at that.
Oh, we don't care. They tell us not to approach the people. Although, I went into a store the other day here in Greenville locally. It was, when I say the other day, I mean that week of Christmas when you're frantically remembering things you have to buy. And I go to this one store. I tell you, it was in well, I shouldn't. Just in case differs of opinion here, and you know, they have a very big, obvious sign on the door that says "We prosecute shoplifters," like very blatant. And it wasn't like a podunk store, you know what I mean? It was like
kind of upscale.
No, but like it wasn't like the title didn't involve a dollar. Uh-huh. Is what I'm saying.
Oh, I thought you were talking.
It wasn't
about
a general. It wasn't a tree. It wasn't a family.
I was like, why would somebody want to steal a pan with a half of a handle or a keyboard that doesn't work?
Or something that cost a dollar. You know?
This item's
been tested.
That doesn't work. This item's been tested by somebody who probably doesn't know how to use it anyway. That's what they should write on the tag.
That would be a fun little Dollar Tree or General. One of them should do it too. As some kind of viral bit, but you get two people outside the store. It's like a supermarket sweep in a sense. They give you a trench coat. You got to go in there as fast as you can, steal the most, and bring it back out, filling your jacket full of $1 items. Don't go down the premium aisle.
But they got to strip you completely naked.
Yeah, you're muling all this stuff.
Oh, yeah, in case you tried to sneak something else out.
Yeah.
You're muling it.
This guy he smuggled a kielbasa in his crack.
Or a frying pan.
Yep. Jesus.
Yeah.
That's it's a long crack.
Wait, it's not long ways covering it.
You bent the handle up? Good boy. She took a handle first. Ouchie, wow, wow. Oh, Lord.
Good Lord.
Well, just shout out to old fussing name.
Which one?
Archie Wawa.
Archie Wawa, yes.
Archie Wawa. Archie Wawa.
Oh, man.
There's been some good ones.
Can we get
I was right proud of Horse Ripken Jr. yesterday.
Horse. Yeah, we got some X comments, like the names and the voices, and people really loved it. First one of the year.
It was fun.
I wish we were set up wirelessly. Give me some wireless headphones, man. It's 2020 effing five.
Yep. Well, it's got something to do with the fact, because it's the same way in a recording studio, at least the ones you see on TV or YouTube or whatever, where it's all the machines in the one room and then all the microphones. So if it's all wireless, you're going to get feedback because the wire doesn't know which one it's pinging to or whatever.
It's from the Bluetooth.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah.
They got to perfect that. Bluetooth.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it sucks when you're on your Bluetooth headsets and you can tell when somebody calls in on one. Like, it sounds like you're 3 miles away in the same room.
Or if you have an older vehicle, like let's say an old truck, it does sound like you're in like an F-16.
Hey guys, love the show. I want to comment on the person. I think it's cool as hell. Bye.
Oh my goodness.
I remember when I lost my mind.
Oh, come on now. You ain't doing it justice, buddy. We gotta go to the OG source on that one.
You know, some of the more hardcore P1s say that their Friday anthem is the FOF line song.
No.
That's been my anthem all week, is the 8 seconds of British glory.
I remember when I lost my mind. Damn near took
herself
out.
I just wish I knew what she looked like.
Oh, we shared the video.
I give you a hint.
We shared it on the 24 hours of what is, the story where it'll only be there 24 hours.
She looks like a word that ends in hockey sticks.
Yes, she looks like she might do a drug that rhymes with death.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
Hence the gas.
Yes, she smiles and looks like that of a jack-o'-lantern.
Okay,
but that other couple looked rough too. The one that. Sing Chop Suey before that?
Oh.
Yeah, but those are
Don't tease
people.
Me.
I don't think I got that.
Oh, you bastard. You really did.
Wake up. How'd you feel? Wake up.
And that is just talent. I want to know where they perform.
Did you feel that?
That's the best one.
Creepy.
Because they're camera effects and it's kind of going to her back and forth.
They're on one of those old school blue screens that you can actually like put whatever video you want and it's just going to totally overbleed everything. It's just wild looking. It's psychedelic looking.
It really is.
It's like awesome. A low rent spear in Vegas.
It's the one that you and your buddies would pay for at Carowinds or somewhere when you wanted to do a rap video.
Oh, yes. God bless. I recorded a song at Carowinds one time in their recordings on tape. That's how damn long ago it was. And the song was George Strait's I Promise You. Wait a minute. Oh, don't do it. I'm playing my own game. Let me do it. I Cross My Heart.
Why, hang on. What were you wearing? Did you at least have a hat on, like a cowboy hat? Or
whatever it was, chafed legs.
Guess what?
Because I'd always ride the water ride first because Rip Warren Rapids was first one in there. And you're like, well, we're going to ride it. Let's go ahead and go. You don't want to ride it now. I was like, Mama, it's right here. Let's get on here. 2 hours later, you wish you had some Vaseline right now, huh? And you're wearing blue jeans shorts, stupid.
What? What if you're doing that? Like, that's a good, serious song, nice. But you're, like, wearing, like, a Grateful Dead shirt and shorts and, like, a hoodie. And then just, like, that's the video.
I know. And most people are in there doing, you know, whatever at the time. Hoodie.
I had a couple buddies that didn't make them say, That's the one they did. Master P.
Do they have, like, because it's an amusement park and it's, like, you know, family-oriented, do you have to do the censored version?
That's the one they were playing, but
can we do the whisper song at Carolyn?
They knew every word. They weren't doing that. And they liked the effect to where the one guy would be like rapping and then it stops and he pauses and the other guy kind of fades into him and he's already dancing.
Yeah.
I don't know the style of that video. I want to go back and watch a bunch of them.
Just the thought that you're at an amusement park and it worked. I bought into it. But that you would stop out of your day of all the excitement to go record a song.
Do you think that's
still... And then listen to it for, like, dozens of times on the way home.
I just wonder if it still would have worked today. Like Glamour Shots. I feel like if Glamour Shots were still around, they might have kind of shifted into boudoir a little bit.
I think they have an app called Snapchat. Because you get the same filters.
You really do. Because they kind of were. They were almost boudoir. You know when they make your aunt and your grandma look good and they spike their collar up for a little picture?
And what you would find out, too, because I had a couple family members. I'm not going to say who. There's one of them I don't speak to anymore. But they went, and I was like, wow, y'all are – because one of the poses at Glamour Shots at Haywood Mall this particular time, and I guess they changed them out, was you were wearing a lady's cowboy hat with, like, some feathers back.
Oh,
almost
yeah.
Kind of the one, like, what? Not Waylon. Who else would wear it? Like, David Allan Coe, if you ever saw pictures of him from, like, 70s, it was, like, feathered in the front. And then you had on a blue satin shirt, and you were holding the collar up.
Yep.
And what I find out, that was a Dickie shirt. It wasn't the whole shirt. What? It was like from the top of the boobies.
To boobies.
I like them. Right there. So you're wearing it like a schmock or whatever you'd call it.
They also had the red, too, the fancy, and they give you like a fur collar.
Yes.
You could wear. I remember my grandma had them done. A lot of them were real nice. Like, these are good pictures.
Yeah.
I just think they would have had that little shift now where, you know, you could have went in and wore your thongs and your, you know, thigh straps and, you know, throw a little pose out.
But the glow on it was always weird. I remember, like, years later in college time, it's the glow of when you got high and fell asleep and woke up and your eyes were still adjusting to the sun or whatever, and you got that glow going around it. That's what glamour shots look like. Did you ever get high and passed out? Not from like hardcore drugs, but like smoking weed. You're just like, oh, this must have been indica because I'm in the couch.
Probably.
Yeah.
Did you ever do a glamour shot like that?
All hers are glamour shots.
I went with a friend that did it.
She posed for Playboy, though. Paige. Right. Tested.
Tried.
Well,
I mean, her mother made it not happen. They didn't. They would have taken
her. She said that my mother said that my grandfather would get involved with lawyers if I went through with it.
Jesus.
Because it would embarrass the family.
Yeah. I thought I was going to sue you for not going to Hustler.
What haven't I done to embarrass my family?
Dude.
Well, at least you didn't go in one of them, like, wanky. Well, all those magazines were wanky, but those weird named ones, you know, would just be like, oh, shaved. It's like, Paige, not only you're in the magazine, you completely took all the hair off.
Oh, okay.
Dude, I love the when people comment on the boudoir, like, I enjoyed working with so-and-so photographer when really all you did was pay money to sit there.
And give him a bunch of content that he can... You remember the one, and if you still listen, sir, I'm not talking about Jackie Lee Gilmer. I want to point that out, too.
Jackie!
It was a local photographer that about 15 years ago would do all these pictures with very attractive girls. But after years, after, like, these girls went on, probably had families and stuff, he'd still post them like their Flashback Fridays and stuff. And it was like, I remember one of the girls commented, I have 3 kids now. Can you please quit? Stop. But that's part of you signed off for this.
Yeah, you did.
He got part ownership. So.
God, mine were terrible back in the day.
Just because you've been through 3 husbands.
You looked at them, and then, like, your mom's like, oh, no way, Paige, we're not doing this.
I don't think that glamour shots was a big thing in California.
Oh, I was talking about the Playboy post.
Oh, God.
Your brother might see this.
You know, it wasn't just my mom. I thought my agent had a good idea because he said that if I would have done that, it would have been getting me into Hollywood because I wasn't really.
Well, that worked out nice.
You know who would have got it? Drinkwater would have got his copy of the Playboy. And be like, oh, look at these hooters on Paige.
He might not have won the Olympics.
She's a terrible soccer player.
He would have been distracted.
He would have. Oh, we're supposed to go swimming, but I don't care.
She's the worst soccer player in the world.
I'm going to lick my page. I'm going to lick the pages right now. I'm licking Paige's page.
Hey, Drinkwater, it's me, Pele. You want to go play some soccer?
No, mate. Like, Paige, look at these hooters.
Oh, my God.
It's Neymar the First. What's up, man? What are you doing? Where are you? Did you play soccer? Was that the sport?
Who?
Neymar?
No, Drinkwater.
Yeah, he was a great soccer player.
He was a swimmer, too, right?
Maybe he's just an all-around handsome guy.
Oh, you're damn right. Big stud.
Australia.
Big California stud.
You want us to get him on the phone?
No.
We did find his article.
Yeah.
It might not be the same one.
And it's sad because we're both admitting that we didn't believe the story and we're Googling it.
Because of his name.
But that was like, it's like, his name was, his last name was Drinkwater. Because Fatboy was taking a sip of water at that moment. I was like, she's Kaiser Sose in us, right?
She really did.
You have to remember this was a secret relationship because he was
underage.
Older than me. Yeah.
Not by much, but.
If she would have waited literally 2 minutes later, is that last name would have been Piss Corner. Because that's where I was headed.
I was a freshman. He was a senior.
It's Piscaner.
Piscaner.
It's Graffinino now. I changed it.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
That's a good idea.
It is Friday. We will, so here's what I'll say with this. We're not just... I have to watch my words with this because it's the way I'm about to say it sounds dickheady, and I don't mean it that way. But, like, we're in more than just the Greenville area, and we always have been. Like, people in Northeast Georgia would listen. prior to getting on, you know, other station. Asheville area, even all the way up Charlotte, parts of Columbia, South Carolina. But but I think generally everyone who has access to us terrestrially on just radio stations are monitoring the weather.
Yeah, they really are. And it's not going to start till the latest thing I saw was around 8 a.m.
They need to make up their mind.
They really do.
It was 10 a.m. I sent an email saying, hey, I sent it to the boss. We got to go real quick. I know about it. I sent an email to the boss. Y'all are on it too. I sent it and said, hey, what's the protocol? Like, they're saying this crap's going to start at 10 o'clock. And then the boss responds all and says, not according to my sources. Yeah, I got later. And then when I go look at it to check his sources, it was like, it's going to start at like 5 o'clock. And I'm like,
it changes.
How do you miss it by 7 hours? And now it's like 9 o'clock, but then back to 5 o'clock.
Yep, we don't know.
You had the quote of the day yesterday, by the way, when you said, did I just email a dead guy?
Well, I didn't know to email. I was emailing someone who works in the building and just to ask the question. And Fatboy says, I don't know that he's going to get that email. And I was like, oh, my God, did I just email a dead guy? Because we lost a couple over the years.
Yeah.
And, we did.
He's still with us.
Thank goodness this one's still, he's still alive and kicking.
And thank you, Jim Newball. We love you. Newball. New Balance. Yeah. When I say New Balance, it sounds like New Balance.
San Francisco treat.
Friday is the FOF line, 864-241-4318. If you had a preview ready, we probably don't have time to hear it.
A lot of y'all stink. You're nasty. You're f***ing disgusting. And I don't really give a s*** about your life problems, motherfuckers.
Text in 72341. Who you think he's talking about?
Yeah, I can't wait to see those guys.
If anybody gets it correctly, you win a prize. 72341, the TLCMotors.com text line. Standard data text rates apply.
Hell yeah, dude.
Don't do it and drive. Texting, that is. Sex, just be careful. And other things will happen on today's show as well. Paige, what is up in the Plex?
Oh, my goodness. We've got some criminals in Florida. And you wouldn't believe what the woman did on the floor to distract the employees. So the thief can get away with some items. I'll tell you what they stole and what she did on the floor next in your Ice Guys headlines.
See, I'm not going to fall guilty to this because I did the other day.
You know she's
my
hot.
Mind is always, and I'm free to say, is in the gutter. If I hear the word moist, I don't think you're talking about a cat. Cake.
What?
A cake.
What the hell?
Well. KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Servicing your
balls. I love the Rise Guys.
They crack on people. I like that.
The Rise Guys rock.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys. When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Paige with you. And if you think it can't get any worse, it does. People do this in public.
Pick their nose.
The one, a woman did this to distract the store employee while somebody else did what?
All right, so let's begin with this. This happened in Polk County, Florida. Ever been there?
Polk.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, possibly.
So police in Florida are looking for a man and a woman who stole around $500 worth of cleaning supplies from a Family Dollar store last month.
Oh, wow. There's my game show idea already been taken.
So here's the big idea.
Don't say what she did yet, though. I want to turn that into a little small game.
It's got to be easy, though.
So as this woman was doing this act, the man was collecting cleaning supplies in a cart and wheeling them out.
Is it? Well, I'm just.
I'm gonna say she flashed him, the manager. That's easy, right? Pulled some boobs out.
I'm going to say.
If there was a shock and awe effect, I could say that.
Okay, then I'm gonna say that she laid down on the floor and started masturbating.
Oh. No.
That's a good idea.
So I would.
You want to try it after the show?
Stop me from my
cleaning supplies.
Yeah, where'd you go?
I wouldn't get them from the.
To the
we're
tree
gonna go to the
road.
Nice cleaning supply store, though, where all the janitors go get their stuff.
You get some L.A. cleaner, L.A. Lightning, whatever they call it.
You ever been to the bar and restaurant grocery store?
No, the one where you could drink.
Well, yes, you can, but also it's like where restaurants like mom and pops. And
I know. Yeah, the outlet.
Right. That's a very cool place.
Oh, I'll have to check it out.
You also find out some of the restaurants don't make all that stuff themselves.
Well,
which you kind of knew, but the menu said they made it there.
Bunch of damn liars.
Yeah, that's everyone.
Are you talking
the story
about?
Page is making up right now, probably.
Oh, no. I can't make this up. This really happened. So I'm sure the employees were just shocked. I would be shocked if I saw this.
Pete.
So while the guy was collecting the cleaning supplies in a cart and wheeling them out, the woman distracted the staff by relieving herself on the floor. Not urinating, but number two.
Oh, that's why he needed the cleaning supplies. He had to go.
Yes.
He had a feeling.
He had to go after her.
She's like, no, bring it in here. Aisle 12.
What do you do? I guess you got to call the cops, right?
So we don't know the specific details of the consistency, because we're not going to get graphically gross about that, but police are referring to them as Mr. Clean and Ms. Dookie.
Good job, cops.
Well, that's because they won't let you say the S word.
And there is footage of them from the store's surveillance camera.
They should call her Miss the Toilet.
Oh, that's better. Now I see a bald guy with an earring walking around since they called him Mr. Clean.
Didn't he have a nose ring?
I don't think so. Let's say, revamp the character to reflect the certain times.
Do you think after, with progression and stuff, he would have two earrings now?
He would.
Was it the right ear when he had the one? Like the right one, meaning the
correct one? Can you look that up?
I don't know how to Google that. Which ear? Okay, yes, I do. What am I saying?
I know it's like
verbally.
Mr. Clean. Enter.
Yeah. I will get back to you.
Because I wonder if people think about that when it comes to where his earring should be.
It is in his, he never had a nose ring, in his left ear.
That's the right one. That's the one you're supposed to pierce.
So they're making a statement. Hey, he's really into cleaning, but
he's cool
not
too.
That much.
Oh, well.
Oh. That's a meme someone
made. No, I thought they changed the character.
You wouldn't be surprised, right? Someone's
Nothing
made one.
Nothing surprises it's, me anymore.
It
seen it all.
It said Mr. Queen, and it was RuPaul. That was silly.
That was some attention to detail back then.
Yeah.
Which ear to pierce.
But there is a cornucopia right behind him. I see it.
No, you didn't.
All right. Well, That's, you know what? Give them an A for creativity, yes. At least. That's one I've never heard before.
Stepping out of the box a little bit, so to speak.
Yeah. All right.
I'd like to know which one of them sat down and said, hey, I got this idea. This is how we're going to get $500 worth of cleaning supplies.
They're stuck in traffic. And
you're going to go in there and poop on the floor.
Look, I got to go real bad. We got to hurry up and get there. He's like, what do you want me to do? It's traffic. He's like, I've got a turtle head poking, Leroy. Let's get to the store.
That's how
he's a French guy.
Down.
I was reading the story Leroy. Myself.
French guy named Leroy.
Leroy. Fat boy, what is up in sports?
We got a funny Michael Jordan story for you, one that I've never heard before. That involves a lot of money. Oh. An airport.
Gambling?
Yes. A little bit of gambling from number 23. This is a fun little story. And the guy telling it is a basketball coach who, from what I could tell, does not have any ties to Michael Jordan, past, present, or future.
Oh.
But you know the basketball circles, they hear a story that gets around, and it's pretty much credible.
Former NBA coach?
No. Oh. That's the thing.
Oh, you said college.
Yeah, he's been a college coach his whole career.
Coach K.
No, coach I'd never heard of before.
Mm. Coach H.
But the story's real.
Okay.
It's true.
All right, we'll find out who it was and what they said and all that and more next in your Rise Guys Sports. Happy Friday.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
The RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This morning show.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
On this day in sports history, way back in 1982... which I believe is 43 years ago.
Look at you. That's twice this week you've been good with quick math.
Good for you. The degree's paying off.
Paige might have been here. The NFC Championship, Candlestick Park.
Mm-hmm.
The catch. Joe Montana to Dwight Clark. Niners beat the Cowboys 28-27. They go on to win the Super Bowl that year. The catch.
It was a beautiful catch.
That story, man, was great when Walsh wasn't even looking for Dwight Clark.
Was that in the early or late 80s?
82.
Oh, I remember that.
Also, Matt, man.
There's another catch, but that was Willie Mays.
Oh, yeah, behind the little basket catch.
He just took off running and said he heard it going over his head, so he tried to run faster than the ball and caught it without even turning back to look. Like, Jesus, man. And there's video evidence to prove it.
True.
Notre Dame beats Penn State last night. 27-24, Notre Dame advances to their first national championship game since 2013. They'll play the winner of Ohio State and Texas, which more than likely is going to be Ohio State. They're getting hot at the right time. Just don't know if anybody's going to beat them. I didn't think anybody was going to beat Oregon. Ohio State smacked them. So,
are you on the Bo Nix train?
Yeah, man. Not going to be Rookie of the Year. That's going to go to Jaden Daniels. But
well, yeah, but still.
Bo's, he's doing good. He's a perfect quarterback for that system. He's going to get really, really good. The Broncos surprised a lot of people. Nobody thought they'd be a playoff team, much less get 10 wins. I want to say their over-under for the year was probably around 6.5 or 7. They surpassed it.
What do you mean by that?
I know. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you know for real because, you know, we can make some money together.
Yeah. If you know, you know. If you don't know, you don't know.
What about this Michael Jordan story? This is according to LSU women's associate basketball coach, Bob Starkey. So nobody knows when this happened or where it happened, but a couple people are saying they've heard the story before, so it must be true, right? He lays it out for you right here.
Here's one of my favorite Jordan stories I heard. Charter plane, they land. Guys start filing off. Jordan lays back, tells the flight attendant, you know, do you have any control over which bag comes off on the conveyor belt first? And she said, well, I'm sure I can arrange something. What do you need? She said, well, we have all these big black bags, and they have our numbers.
Yeah, you do.
And I need bag number 23 to come off that conveyor belt first. And she said, well, I think I can take care of them. Jordan rolls out a few hundred dollars and gives it to her, says, here, you take care of it. So, you know, they're all you know how you do? You stand around the conveyor belt. You know, you're just sitting there, you know, you're just talking and thinking. And George says, what the heck? I got $1,000. Mine's the first one to come off. Well, you know how pro players, so they all throw $1,000 on there. Boom, here comes 23 off the conveyor belt. So I tell that story because Jordan's going to find a way to beat you. If you find a player that, like you said, is so competitive, he's going to find a way to beat you. But he was wired like that for everything.
Imagine that.
Is he trying to turn that into an analogy for you will do anything to win, like in a game? He cheated.
He really did.
Funny, but like
Jordan gets that competitive advantage, and I guess anything.
Now I'm wondering if he used weighted dice to steal money from all those ushers at the United Center.
The fact that we always thought it was the flu game until, you know, the last dance where he said it was food poisoning.
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't that have come out? I guess not. Like, I don't know why it didn't. Well, nobody knew it, evidently.
Well.
Except for George, you know, Jordan's buddy.
Over the last 5 years, how many people have you talked to or heard that said they had the actual flu? Everybody's always had the C.
Yeah, they don't know. They don't know all the strains.
Mm-mm.
You could have pig virus, or not pig virus. What's the one
pig
going
vomit.
On?
Pig vomit.
Rhino
bird
virus.
Yeah. What was rhinovirus? You get a big nose.
You gore everyone.
We out of here. Saw him yesterday.
Gore?
That was taking the news by storm yesterday. Trump and Obama chopping it up. They've had professional lip readers.
Oh, did they
forensic
really?
Lip readers trying to say what they were talking about.
Anything good?
No, not really. And they didn't really analyze Trump. They analyzed Obama. And I'm like, okay, I could see how he would probably say that. Just asking Trump where he was going to meet afterwards.
Oh.
But they were, I mean, look, come on. They were joking back and forth. Something was said.
And yeah, and Obama was like pulling out his phone like Trump had asked him, like, hey, do you have so-and-so's number?
Yes.
Yeah. I have it right here.
But they wouldn't talk about who W was winking at or, you know, throwing some.
That's his thing. I thought for a minute he was just trying to make himself cry. Because when he sat down, he had that W face, you know, like.
Serious.
It's like the duh face. But he's not stupid. He's a very smart man. Like you.
He's not an obvious winker. He'll kind of look at you at the side of his eye and do it.
Yeah. Remember the professional javelin thrower we knew? Same way.
I know. It's like, hey, are you trying to, you know, you Morse code times 10? Oh, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Like, are you flirting with me right now, or do you have astigmatism?
Oh,
I think
boy.
You need to go pee on two corners and get rid of that sty you have. Okay. Thank you. In about 1 hour and 5 minutes, it will begin the FOF line, 864-241-4318. And this is going to be some of the best of the best because it's the first one of the year. So you're catching some of the Christmas, some of the probably, oh, resolution, screw this diet, suck.
Yeah, we got some grocery store issues.
Oh, no.
Got to get to that.
All right. We will take a break. We'll come back. Fatboy and I have agreed we're going to go outside and see if what's going on weather-wise. And
okay.
Rather than just blindly trusting the internet, we're going to go boots on the ground.
Verify.
Yes.
That's what we do.
All right. Good morning, everyone. Happy Friday.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.